On Robin Hood Radio, we're joined today by Joanne Bourdois, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Community Health and Wellness Center. And we've invited her today because if you've noticed on the corner of 44 and Route 7 in North Canaan, there's a brand new facility going up, and Joanne has a little something to do with this.
Yes, thank you, Mike. We sure do. Long time in the making, and we are so excited that our vision has become a reality and that we are now seeing the building, which we have been working on for a couple of years in terms of the actual construction. But the ask to bring vital services to the community for over 20 years. So this is a really exciting time for the communities of Canaan and surrounding towns in the Northwest region.
Now, you have a center in Torrington, correct?
Yes, we actually have our main center here in Torrington, and we have a second location in Winsted, and North Canaan will be our actual third brick-and-mortar site.
Number three.
Yes.
Now, what community are you serving? I mean, in people types. Is there a type of people that are people who need help or assistance, people who don't need, people who just need a primary care provider? What exactly do you provide?
Yeah, so our mission as a community health center and designation as a federally qualified health center really embeds us in serving the community as a safety net provider, offering services to folks who are underinsured or uninsured. But in this case, in the Northwest region, this is really about addressing a rural health care crisis. Which means that there is lack of access to needed health care, including primary care and preventative medical, dental, and mental health services. Unfortunately, we will not be able to provide dental right away, but we are providing primary care and mental health. The challenges in the rural communities and in the Northwest region is accessing health care. And for our building in North Canaan, this is more about providing access to quality health care where there is little to none at the moment. We have one primary care provider who we know through attrition will likely retire soon, and that will leave community health and wellness to address the needs of the population. So who can come to us? Anyone. Whether you have insurance, whether that insurance is commercial, Medicare, Medicaid, or whether you do not have insurance. All are welcome through our door, and we do not turn anyone away.
That's incredible. And you're right, with service here, I know that within my own family, we've had issues with finding and keeping a primary care in the area. And sometimes I know myself, I drive an hour and a half.
That's one of the challenges living in rural areas. And more than 60 million Americans live in rural areas. It's about one-fifth of the population. That don't have access readily to services that are very much needed. And when you can't have that access, it leads to overall poor health outcomes. So we, Community Health and Wellness, are really about addressing this crisis in rural areas in the Northwest region. We, you know, are going to be opening to service, again, everyone who would like to come through our doors. And one of the big barriers that we will eliminate is that distance travel for folks to see their providers who, like you, in some cases are traveling great distances or over state lines into Massachusetts or New York to do so.
Will you be affiliating with the Sharon Hospital system at all, or are you totally an independent organization?
So we are totally an independent organization, but we work very collaboratively with our community partners. So there is no affiliation with Sharon Hospital in the technical sense. But we are working with Sharon Hospital, who has been tremendously supportive of our organization, really kind of got us launched in that community during the pandemic when we were traveling there with our mobile unit. We housed ourselves on the Sharon Hospital campus to get introduced into the community in order to help address vaccine equity at the time. And we were doing testing for COVID, vaccine administration, and traveled throughout the Northwest region with our mobile van. So while we are not technically affiliated with Sharon, we have collaborative agreements in place because we will need to refer our patients to Sharon Hospital for things like imaging, which we don't do. We do not at this location have an on-site blood drawing facility, so folks will need to continue to go where they go today for needed blood work. And so we have a great relationship with Sharon Hospital, and we hope to continue that.
Let's talk about the opening. When can people expect you to open your front doors?
So we are hoping to be operational on Monday, May 13th, which is just right around the corner. We are having a ribbon cutting to thank our supporters, our dignitaries, our legislators, the town council folks who have been incredible support for community health and wellness to get this center to come to reality. Just to name a few of those supporters, the Foundation for Community Health, Berkshire Taconic, Maria Horn, who was instrumental and recognized the need, as did the foundations I just mentioned, that health care access is a crisis in rural counties. And she was very instrumental in helping us to obtain bond money from the state and Governor Lamont's office to be able to construct the building. And so many more to thank, you know, just locally and community members who have just come to me or called me and said, we are so excited that you are coming. So our doors will open on Monday, May 13th, if all goes well between now and then, which we're anticipating, and we will be open for business.
What are the ways that people will communicate to you that they want to use your services? By phone, by internet, by just dropping by?
Yeah, so we anticipate that a lot of folks will just drop in. We do offer services by appointment only, generally, and those services, again, in this location will be the two that really became most important to folks, which were primary care and behavioral health. We will also have a chiropractor on site, and so the way that we will accept appointments is either by phone, and I do not have a phone number to give you as of yet, but by phone is going to be one way. Drop by and say, I'm interested in becoming a patient, and one of our staff will take care of you to set up an appointment. Or you can also go to our website at www.chwctorr.org, where there will be some additional information in the coming weeks.
So to make it clear, you're not an emergency center.
That's correct. We are not an emergency center or an urgent care. We anticipate, again, that folks are going to be stopping by, and that's perfectly fine, and we will work with people in terms of what their needs are, whether it's to schedule an appointment or if, in fact, they actually do need a sick visit. We may have some availability to do those things on the same day as we get started, but if I, you know, anticipate what's going to happen once those doors open, it's going to get really busy. And so the best thing to do is to schedule an appointment.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. People have been talking and waiting for this. And of course, when you watch it going up, it seems like it took forever, you know.
Yeah.
So here you're finally ready to go. Now, you talked about the mobile service. Do you still have that today, or was that just a pandemic thing?
No, we still have it today, and we take requests for the use of who we call Betty, Bringing Exceptional Treatment to You is the acronym. And we generally will now use Betty since the demand for vaccine and testing has gone significantly down. We generally will use the mobile van for things like health fairs, perhaps home visits, or if someone calls and says, hey, I'd really like for you to come out and do some sort of clinic or health education fair, and or maybe physicals at the schools. So we are using Betty on a request basis at this point. And I did also want to mention that in addition to our three sites and having school-based health centers in Torrington, we are also at the request of the school district opening up three school-based health centers as we think about opening our doors in May. And those will be in Housatonic Valley, Sharon Central School, and North Canaan Elementary. Housatonic will have services for primary care and behavioral health. as will North Canaan Elementary, and Sharon Center School will have one of our licensed clinical social workers providing mental health services on site.
So you're really introducing yourself to the Northwest Corner in a
big
way.
Wherever we can broaden our reach and help folks, we really do practice the model that, you know, not only are we providing high-quality patient-centered care within the four walls of the facility, but we become neighbors, we become partners, and we become part of community efforts to make communities strong, healthy, so that they can thrive. And we really do become community partners and interface with folks so that we can help to meet their needs.
Giving everybody a place locally to go and find their way through the system. It can be so frustrating when you're out in the countryside, which you know, to even find your way in and to have a door you can knock on now and say, can you help me? You know, this sounds like an incredible service just in that respect alone. So,
And we use community health workers who are folks that, you know, sometimes live and work in the communities we serve. And they are the ones that when someone comes and says, can you help me? Not necessarily just for physical or mental health needs, but, you know, I'm having a hard time because there's so many folks still suffering from food insecurity. So many people really struggling with housing costs and economic issues that become barriers for their care. And so we will sit with those folks, one of our community health workers, and if it's something we can help with, we certainly will. If not, we've established so many great relationships with agencies and partners who can. We will make those referrals and help people in terms of making that navigation through the system a little bit less complex.
Well, I think you're going to be very busy in North Canaan.
Yeah. We're looking forward to it. We're so excited. This has been really a wish of so many people, and, you know, we're so happy that we were able to do this.
Once again, opening day will be?
Monday, May 13th from 8:30 till 5 p.m. is what our hours will be.
Okay. And thank you so much, Joanne, for coming today and talking about this new center that's coming to the Northwest Corner.
Thank you so much for having me, and I hope to see you soon.